Good evening all. My name's Councillor Tim Dumper. I'm here welcoming everyone, including the public, to our planning committee meeting for Exmouth Town Council for tonight, the 29th of August. So I think starting at the beginning, we have apologies for absence from Councillor Joe Whibley and Councillor Aurora Bailey. I don't think we've got any other apologies, no. Do we have any representations for public speaking?
Yes, Jess Hill.
Okay. If I could ask... I know that as we've heard from you previously, Jess, on a couple of occasions, you wish to speak regarding the planning application 23/1246/4, which is at flat 2, 7 Louisa Terrace. Jess, over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Today, again, this is my fourth time here, so thank you for welcoming me back again. I am objecting on behalf of 15 residents at 7 Louisa Terrace, including the directors of the Freehold Company. So this week, actually, the conservation officer for EPDC submitted their report on this application, and I'd just like to quote the following. The proposed alterations to the windows to provide doors would be an obtrusive feature to the overall design of the building, as it would change the window type and lack symmetry. The proposed alterations will have an adverse impact on the character and appearance of the building and conservation area. It will be contrary to policies EN9 of the East End Local Plan, as well as Section 16 of the Planning Act 1990. The public benefit is limited here and is not considered to outweigh the harm to the designated assets. End quote. And her opinion was that the application is unacceptable. I'd just like to say on behalf of the residents, we believe the design of the door and the raised decking will ruin the symmetry of the building and impact the privacy of flat 3. We also believe the application to have inappropriate materials for the area. The Exmouth Civic Society said the doorway was out of keeping with the street on their online objection. And just to conclude, the Louisa Terrace was noted within the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan as being an area of special character with an objective to ensure the preservation and or enhancement of conservation areas. It is an area of significant heritage, as I've described many times before. So thank you very much again for letting me speak.
Thank you very much. And if I could propose from the chair that we take that application first and discuss it and debate it, and then if you wish to leave after that application, you are very welcome to do so. Can I call on Councillor David Paul, please?
Okay, Chair, yeah, I've looked at this again, I think it's changed. I have total sympathy for what the conservation officer has said, and there's no way I'm going to support it. Full stop. Blaster.
Thank you, David. Councillor Graham Deasy, may I ask your view?
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I agree very much with what the Speaker has already said, and also with what David said. I do object to this application in very strong terms. As I say, I agree with the public speaker very much on what has already been said, but there are a couple of other points that it's raising the height of the balcony worries me, certainly in terms of the impact on the next door neighbour. I think that would be a negative impact and an intrusion on them. I think the cladding of the balcony is completely out of character, underlined what they've said. And it worries me that these apparent sort of minor alterations could actually be a thin end of the wedge anyway. But I think in planning terms, I think there's enough that is contradictory to the local plan and the Planning Act. As the conservation officers pointed out in uncertain terms, I think it's totally unacceptable. So thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Graham. And Councillor Mike Rosser.
The proposal doesn't conform with the original symmetrical design of the front elevation. However, the symmetry of this elevation has already been damaged by the replacement of some of the railed, original rail fan straights with clear glass screens. I don't know if planning permission was granted for these. The current opaque screen does not complement either the clear glass screens or railed balustrades, and removal, replacing it with a clear, I wouldn't have any objection to replacing it with a clear glass screen, at least that would complement some of the other screens on the building. Replacing the existing concrete paving with composite decking would harm the symmetry and, in my view, would be detrimental to the appearance. I think if both of the floor level flats replaced want to have direct access to the front garden, which I guess this application applicant wants, and there was an application for both, that could retain the symmetry of the design of the elevation. That's my only positive suggestion. But as it stands, I object.
Yeah. Thank you for all the comments. Before we go on and move to the vote, I note that we haven't yet. We've done this rather back to front. I apologise for that. Firstly, to say that I have a personal interest in this, so I won't be voting and I won't be speaking on this. But as chair, I needed to chair the discussion. So I believe there were some comments and representations, Lisa.
Yes, so this is in respect of the amended plans, obviously. As Jess has said, the conservation officer has commented. The proposal seeks to create an additional access to the flat with decking on the patio area and replace the railings with alterations to the steps. There's no objection to the replacement balustrade, as this would be less obtrusive. The proposed alterations to the windows to provide a door would be an obtrusive feature to the overall design and be visible through the glazed balustrade. Recommendation for refusal on the grounds that the proposal would have an adverse impact on the character and appearance of the building and the conservation area. And just to remind you that the Town Council did comment on this application back in July. Members objected, felt that the revised application did not mitigate concerns raised at the previous application, and the proposal was considered to be out of keeping, harmful to the conservation area. And it was noted that Louisa Terrace was noted within the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan as being an area of special character with an objective to ensure the preservation and or enhancement of conservation areas, and the proposal was therefore contrary to policy EB1 of our neighbourhood plan. There were 18 representations, all objections, but the amended plans do not mitigate the concerns previously raised.
Thank you.
It's EMP policy
EB1
that would be relevant.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Okay, so I've, my understanding is that I have a proposer in Councillor David Paul, a seconder in Councillor Graham Deasy, and Councillor Mike Rosso is also in support of those objections. Could I ask for those in favour of objection, please? Thank you, Rosa. Now, item two, the minutes of the meeting, our last meeting held on the 14th of August 2023. Have we any comments on those minutes?
Sorry, I've got one confession. I was asked to speak at, I was asked whether I considered speaking at EDDC, at the Planning Committee meeting, and I should have got back to Lisa on the 22nd of August. I failed to do so, so I hang my head in shame. I was unavailable, and I'm sorry about that.
Sackcloth and ashes.
Well, exactly, I like you promising, but yeah. So my apologies to the chair.
Thank you for the confession. yes. So, having made any comments, any other comments at all? Could I have anybody to propose? Thank you, David. And second? Yeah, thank you, Graham. Moving on to item three, declarations of pecuniary.
Sorry, can I just check? David, were you at the last meeting? Yeah, okay. It's just we got in a bit of a pickle where we had people proposing approval of minutes that weren't actually at the meeting, so just want to double check. Thank you.
I can vouch for David that he was there last time.
I can't remember, but thank you.
So, moving on, I don't think we've got any urgent business.
Who seconded, sorry?
I did.
Graham.
Graham, thank you. Okay.
Urgent business?
No.
Item five, tree and advertising consent applications. The first one is for Brixington at its application 23/1549/tree. And it's at 22 Sherwood Drive. And the proposal is to fell an ash tree, T1, and another ash tree, T2, to reduce the height from 20 metres to 10 metres. I think there is a tree officer's report as well, Lisa.
The tree officer's report has been circulated, but the tree officer is recommending approval subject to a replacement tree being planted.
Councillor Cherry Nicholls.
I'll go with the tree officer's report.
Thank you. So you're happy to propose that then?
Yes.
And any seconders? Seconded by Andrew. I have a proposer and seconder for that proposal to go with the tree officer's report and approve. Can I have votes for that?
Looks
like unanimous.
Thank you.
The second one, tree consent application, is for Halston Ward. And as I'm the only Halston councillor here, it's for planning application 23/1473/tree at 17 Barrowdale Close. And the proposal is for a mature oak to fell it. It's a hedge tree, apparently. Lisa, I believe there's a tree officer report previously circulated and again recommending approval.
That's correct, yes.
Subject to replacement being planted.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So I had a close look at this because the tree officer makes the comment that it is it's obviously a mature tree, has been there a long time, but all the evidence is there that in the report that it is undermining the foundations of the house, and the figures quoted, some of you may have read, figures quoted for both for repairing the house if the tree isn't felled versus the ones if it is felled. And they are both significant sums, and of course it is more if the tree is not felled. So the tree officer has recommended going along with felling, despite the fact he makes the comment that it is a tree of some amenity in the local area. So my view is that as the decision makers in this, although I would love to keep the tree, it would be irresponsible, I think, to recommend keeping it in the circumstances. So I will go with the tree officer report. I don't know whether I have a seconder for that. Thank you, David. So we have a proposer and a seconder for going with the tree officer report and approving the application. Could I see all those in favour, please?
Carrie, thank you.
Yeah. Are there any abstentions? One abstention. Okay. We move on to the planning applications, and Jerry, you have none in Brixington tonight.
I know. This is about covering every square bit of green already.
Yeah. So moving on to Halston Ward, The first planning application is 23/1764/ full application. It's at 2 Trinfield Avenue, and the proposal is for two single-storey extensions and a replacement garage. And it's on the corner site, I notice. Lisa, have we any comments for that?
No, DCC Highways are a statutory consultee, but they have yet to comment.
Mm-hmm.
There are no representations from the public, and it would be EMP policy ED2.
No. And having looked at the plans, I would go for no objection. So I don't know whether there are any comments around the room. No? Any seconders? Thank you, Graham. We have a proposal and a seconder for no objection. All those in favour, please. Unanimous.
Thank you.
Moving on to planning application 23/1760/4, which is at 9 Apple Close. The proposal is for construction of a detached annex ancillary to the enjoyment of the existing bungalow, and EMP policy EB2 is the one to consider. So Lisa, have we any comments there?
Again, there are no representations. Devon County Council have been consulted but have yet to comment. And just a note for members that there was a previous application which has lapsed, and that application was conditioned such that the building could not be occupied at any time other than for purposes ancillary to the residential use of the dwelling, i.e. not as independent living accommodation, which is a standard condition.
And thank you very much to Ron's for including, I assume it was Ron's who included that information. I did look at the previous application, and I'm happy to once again propose approval, subject to it not being used for independent living accommodation. So, I don't know whether we have any comments around the room. Any seconder? Thank you, David. And we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection. Could I have all those in favour, please?
Carried.
Carried. Unanimous. So we move on to Little and Ward. And we have we've already considered the first application with the amendments. We move on to planning application 23/1695/full application, and this is 9D Portland Avenue, which I think it is appears again. The proposal is for the enlargement of an existing window to the south elevation of the existing dwelling, the Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan policy relevant is EB1, conservation area, and 2, being mindful of surrounding developments. So, could I ask for Councillor Mike Rosser to comment?
Yeah, I mean, it's a sort of Tudor balcony type affair with the French door. No objection, it is high up, but nobody's complained about being overlooked. I think it'd be harmful to anybody.
Are you happy to propose no objection?
Yeah, I think it'd be subject to the conservation office.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
David?
Thank you, Chair. I'm happy to second that. Something very similar was passed last year. This person must have loads of money because he keeps going back doing minor changes, but that's his issue, not those.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm then conservation was the last time we voted. I presume he's not going to change his mind. perhaps we should make sure it's the condition that we ask.
Yeah. Well, I didn't look when I was looking through the agenda. Was the conservation officer consulted?
They haven't, but Vons has queried that with the district council because we believe that he or she should have been.
Okay. Yeah. Good. So that's useful to know. Councillor Graham Deasy.
Yeah. No objections at all. I think it's in fact reasonably taken. So I'll go with that.
Good. Thank you very much. So, subject to the District Council coming back with the Conservation Officer's new comments, if any, then we have a proposer, a seconder, and a thirder for no objection. So, can I have those in favour of that? And that's unanimous.
Thank you.
And we move on to planning application 23/1752/4 application, and the location is Sideshore, units 6 and 7. And the proposal is for an external deck to allow additional seating to a busy takeaway to allow sit down waiter service. The Exmouth Neighbourhood Plan Policy is EB2, and I believe we have one or two comments on that.
Yeah, so this is effectively a retrospective application because you all know that you've been driven down there and it's been built. Devon County Council Highways have been consulted but have yet to comment. There are two representations, both objections. Citing that the decking is too big and the area is already cluttered.
Thank you very much. Could I ask Graham, could I ask for your comments?
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm afraid I've got a few comments on this one. So I think the first and obvious one for me is the potential hazard for distracting drivers. It is a site on the bend. Ron, have you got any of those? As people come along the seafront and turn right following the bend there, and then we'll do. It's banging the sightline of drivers. I think it could be a potential distraction and therefore a hazard. Sorry, can you go back one please? Thanks, Ron. And that does concern me. We know it can be quite a fast bend. Whether it should be or not is another matter. And I think traffic does tank along there a little bit. And I think there's a distraction there. They talk about putting some sort of vegetation boxes in front of it and some try and shield it, but they won't be on this side where people access the step and also so they keep their seat views. So that is one concern. It's quite a serious concern of mine, obviously driving being such a visual activity, how you can suddenly distract and draw that. I'm not sure whether it's a planning issue, but I think it is something that certainly concerns me. The edge of the decking is pretty close to the roadside. It's literally the width of the pavement away from the curb. And I don't know whether there's any restriction on that or whether there's any legislation that covers that. That we're talking about a distance of probably 4 feet, 5 feet, that sort of distance. And again, something hits the curb and does worry me that we've got people seated adjacent, pretty much adjacent, let alone the fumes that they're going to breathe in from the traffic, etc., etc. But say, forgive me if these aren't planning issues, but these are concerns that I have related to it. I don't know whether the premises were originally granted takeaway status at the end of takeaway facility. With the provision of seating, I'm not sure how that is then going to affect what I call the sanitary provision, toilets, washhand basins and so on, which if there are a certain number of couples, you do are supposed to provide those toilets and washhand facilities. And obviously that is not part of this. And there aren't any, not part of this application. And there don't appear to be any sort of toilets that they have access to, whether they're going to use Sideshore or not. The toilets within Sideshore, I don't know, it's not made clear. But I don't know whether it also changes
from being a takeaway, whether it's a change of use almost, to a sort of a cafe restaurant with seating. And I don't know whether that impacts at all. We have asked the question, but I presume we haven't heard anything back yet, of EDDC to say, is it a change of use effectively from a takeaway? And I don't know whether that affects this application either. But that is a sort of slight concern. The slight symmetry, again, you've used the word symmetry this month already. I think I was quite appalled when they ripped out the vegetation and what was there and put the decking in. And I just think it ruins it, quite frankly, that sort of little stretch. Mm-hmm. And I'm disappointed, to be honest. I think there is space between, they've already got some seats between their unit and an adjacent unit. Storage area, we've got a couple of chairs and tables there already. It's right on the right of this decking between that unit and the next one along. They've chucked a couple of chairs in there, and that is already in use, and there will be space for perhaps more. I feel it's a bit better protected. On the site itself, and again, forgive me, but there's quite a lot of seating out of the front of the unit. Again, I think I've got a picture of that just out front of the benches. I think there they are. We've got sort of quite a substantive seating area out the front already, which is not used. And I think Hangtime is a success story. I'm not going on about Hangtime too much because it has been incredibly successful. But I do worry about this creep that's going on, and I don't know whether there was, again, approval given for those benches and tables. They're fairly sturdy. They're not exactly deck chairs that you can sort of whisk away. And I just think that's just more and more of a creep going on. And this is indicative of this application to me. Again, it's sort of a bit sort of indicative of that. And so, all in all, Chair, you must already gather, I'm not really in favour of this particular application. I would like to see the decking taken down. I'd like to see the plant frontage reinstated.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Yes. Yeah. As it is a retrospective type application because things have already been done. Can I make two comments before I go on? I mean, obviously, you are proposing refusal and reversal, if you like, of what we have. One thing is that I gather that the highways have not yet commented, and I wonder whether, in the light of what you say about the road conditions and the pavement conditions there, whether we ought to encourage Devon County Council's highways to comment on this, which I think probably is so. The other thing I wasn't sure about, you made a comment referring to things which are in the environmental health area, and I can't remember whether environmental health were consulted or not. They won't. So maybe a request for something from environmental health. The other thing that you mentioned in passing was use classes, whether takeaway falls in the same use class as sit-down area. And I'm not sure on that. I don't know.
No, I was just going to look and see what the original use class was, but it's difficult because the original application covered the whole site and it's got multiple use including Mickey's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether that unit had individual use class certification. I don't know, we'd have to.
It was an inquiry. I don't know, but it was just a question I threw out there to say, well, look, can we approve an application, and is that part of the application that might warrant a change of use? But I didn't know, so that's why I asked the question, really.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's took my head
a few questions to be asked about this particular scheme.
Mm. Councillor Mike Rosser, if I can go on to you.
The applicant doesn't say it's retrospective on the form.
It has been. Very often don't.
They've covered over canary planting that was an integral part of the landscape design, which was approved in the original application for developing the site. And I have to confess to being really annoyed that they covered any of those plants and just completely wrecked the appearance of that area. What a nerve. I'm not quite happy to have that quote.
So you're seconding?
Yes, definitely.
Councillor David Paul.
Thank you, Chair. Very first, read about this, I thought, well, it's a done deal. But personally, I hate retrospective plan applications and interventions. Because I think people sometimes use it as a way of getting those non-planning people. But I am very impressed by the fact that I put forward by Grimm, which actually gives me pause of thought. The highways, I don't drive, if I can actually comment on that, and I do notice we haven't had a hit again from highways, which is just annoying. Perhaps we should take that idea up as a request directly to them. And what Graham also raised about the tolling facilities, I think there are tolling facilities at the back of where they should have been, but whether they could be used for the staff, that's a very good point. I am minded now, I've been converted, I am minded now to support the objection.
Thank you, David. And I think these toilets you referred to are the ones that we've requested several times in the past that be labelled up properly because they were promised to the public. Anyway, that's another issue. Okay, so we have comments, please.
First on the toilet. Does hang time do the Friday nights? Are our toilets open? Like at the side of, just exactly opposite, but they seem to be closed during the day, do they not? Who owns those toilets and are they accessible?
They're part of Sideshore Development. I suspect during the day they're probably available for water sports users.
Okay, of course, yeah.
But not necessarily widely publicised for public use because, of course, there are public toilets. Yeah. Just along the way, but bearing in mind the relationship of hang time to the mother, the mother building, the mothership, they've obviously got an arrangement that they can have those toilets open in the evening, possibly because the ones next to the old lifeboat station will be locked, won't they, at a certain time, so maybe it's in recognition of that, but I don't know.
I mean, like Graham said, hang time's a great success, but I think applying for an application retrospectively, I think we need to give them a bit of a slap across the face that don't do that again, because if it's accepted, then they'll do it again and say, we'll ask for approval rather than permission, and I think that's a dangerous precedent, so I think I would be joining my colleagues and objecting to it as well on that basis.
Yeah, thank you, Andy. Any other comments on it? Yes, Councillor Jo Nicholls.
When they first proposed these little shacks or whatever, they were meant to be pop-up businesses, and they rent them for a year or whatever. Now I see that two more have gone or been put together to make another takeaway. And to be honest, I think you're right. It has a change of use because there are different rules that apply to like a cafeteria and the like. They have to provide the toilet, as far as I'm aware, for their patrons. And this one is going to be waiter service outside. So I think the best thing we could do is ask for answers to our questions before we say yes, okay, we agree with it.
You'll miss your opportunity to comment. I mean,
we've had a proposal, a seconder, and third from our little colleagues. So I will be putting that to the vote in a moment. But there are no doubt significant questions that need to be asked, in particular in this environmental health area and about the use classes and the, you know, which has been raised by three or four people now. So, yes, questions do need to be asked. Hang on a moment, Mike. Councillor Andrew Conlon, do you have anything to... Welcome, by the way.
Just talking about the change of use, I think one of the objectors says that it's only licensed for takeaways, and why do you want waiter service or waitress?
Yes.
If that helps.
And I think what Lisa told us earlier about the original planning application being as a block rather than individual units has something to do with that. I don't know, but the application is the application. I like everybody who's expressed detestation for retrospective applications. I wholly agree with you, but unfortunately the legislation is that a retrospective application is treated as any other application, and we should approve it or deny it as we would an ordinary one.
Sure. So I'd say just one, perhaps in favour of the application. The all you know is one restaurant there. So this could provide a little bit of a competition for the existing restaurant, which may not be a bad thing.
But that's not a planning reason.
Yeah, it's not a planning reason.
So, we have a proposal and seconder for objection to this.
We haven't noted a seconder.
The seconder, well, I think Mike, you seconded it. Mike also. And the proposal is objection, but we're asking a set of questions of the various people who should be commenting. It does seem to me that environmental health should be asked for comments about it. And it does seem to me that highways should be encouraged to put in a comment. So with that,
the objection include the removal of it, if as such?
The objection would, I think I'm right in saying, objection would mean, if it were carried through a district, it would mean removal of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that what we'd heard through the sideshow manager, that there was some confusion over who needed to apply or whether they needed to apply. I think they might have sought permission in principle from Grenadier, not realising that they then had to actually apply for planning permission. So I think there was a bit of confusion over that. Mm. That's what we've heard.
Convenient.
So it could in fact become a matter for an enforcement officer in some way. Okay. So could I have those in favour of objecting at the moment? And those against? And those abstaining? One abstention. I was abstaining as well. I'm abstaining. As the chair. Okay. We move on to town board. I don't know whether we have any, we don't have Councillor Joe Whibley with us, who is the only town board councillor on planning committee. My understanding is from you, Lisa, is that Councillor Louise Venables, who we were asking about that, wasn't interested in coming on this committee. So we continue to have one town board councillor. I have personally looked through these, but if anybody else has looked through them, people are welcome to make any comments on the on planning application 23/1717/VAR, which is at 46 Roll Street, and is variation of condition number 2 of planning permission 21/3350/full application, which was creation of 8 flats and staff accommodation for the ground floor shop on first and second floors, together with bin and cycle storage. And the variation is to reposition the existing services and requirements under building regulations requiring internal layout changes to amended drawings. And I think that all those who've been asked to comment are still to submit their comments. But it does seem to me that as it's a building regulation issue, that it isn't really something that we can get deeply involved in. So personally, I would propose no objection. So I don't know whether we have any other comments. Councillor Mike Watson.
Yeah, I've had just looked at the drawings while we're using the other applications. And the proposals seem fairly minor. Changes to the appearance of the what's already been approved, so I can't really see the reason to object.
Yeah, subject of course to the comments of the people, the department still to comment. Any other comments from anybody else? So are you prepared to second that proposal?
Yeah.
So we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection, subject to the comments of Highways, Environmental Health and the Environment Agency. Can I have those in favour, please? And that's unanimous. Moving on. We didn't make Joe's comments, did we?
No, but Joe had said that subject to conservation officer, he didn't have any objection.
Okay, good, thank you. The second application in Town Ward, 23/1639/VAR, and this is at Tower Street Methodist Church, and this also is a variation. This one of condition number 2, approved plans, planning permission 19/2830LBC, listed building consent, which was part demolition and redevelopment and part conversion of vacant buildings to create 19 residential units. And this is, the variation is to allow for amended materials, fenestration, internal layout and provision of air source heat pumps. I think we have a comment from Joe Woodley here again.
Yeah, so just in terms of Joe's comments, he said that as far as he can see, this removes windows and simplifies staircase glazing. Doesn't necessarily have an issue with it, but couldn't easily see what the simplification was. Happy to recommend approval, subject to any required reports. Probably worth noting that Conservation have been consulted, but have yet to comment. And this is in a conservation area, and the church is listed. So policy EB1 would be applicable.
Thanks very much, Lisa. And I'm happy to propose no objection on the basis that Lisa has described, i.e. Subject to the conservation officer's report. So do I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Graham. So we have a proposal and a seconder for no objection subject to conservation report. Could I see those in favour, please? And that's unanimous. Moving on to planning application 23/1738, full application. This is at the Beacon Church of England Primary School, and the proposal is the installation of a new garden SEN room, special educational needs room, standalone building, which seems to be a fairly minor proposal. Again, we have a comment from Councillor Jo Woodley.
Yes, so Jo states that this is a small, attractive wooden clad structure designed to accommodate special needs provision, and as such he would recommend approval. Again, it's in a conservation area, but conservation have yet to comment, and DCC Highways have been consulted and they have yet to comment. There are no other representations.
And Ron's tells us that EB1, the conservation area, and EB2, the policies in the neighbourhood plan to be consulted. And I'm happy to be guided by Councillor Jo Woodley on this and propose approval subject to the comments of the conservation officer and Council Highways if they come forward to comment. Have I seconded? Thank you, Andrew. Councillor Andrew Woodward seconding. We have a proposal and second of no objection on that basis. Can I have those in favour, please? That's unanimous. I think we move on now to Withycombe Marley. And the single application there under consideration is number 23/1751, full application, and it's at 7 Freelands Close, and it's a proposed side and rear extension and internal alteration along with one additional first floor through roof conversion, I think I should say. So it's a conversation. and we have at least one comment, I know, from Matt Hall.
Yeah, so Councillor Matt Hall has commented in his capacity as a district board councillor, and he objects to this application. He views it as overdevelopment, out of character, and believes it would impact the amenity of neighbouring properties by overlooking and loss of privacy, and is therefore contrary to D1 points 1, 2 and 3E of the local plan. DCC Highways have been consulted but have yet to comment. There's one letter of support for the application.
Thank you, Lisa. And I noted when I read through this that the letter of support is actually from a neighbour in the back in Macy Road. Anyway, over to you, Councillor Andrew Wood.
Okay, thank you, Chair. This is really quite an ambitious planning application, really. I'll be honest and say, I think in terms of overly ambitious ones, essentially turning a traditional, old-fashioned, really bungalow into really quite a substantial house. And I noted Matt's comments on the planning application. So I referred to Steve as well, and I think Steve, on the information he's got up to now, wouldn't be supporting it. I spoke to Ron's about it. Obviously, Matt's mentioned the local plan. Ron's pointed out on the neighbourhood plan as well, in terms of the street scene, and how that will look. There's a property there. I had a quick look at it tonight before I came down, and if you look at the plans, they really are significant. It's not. It's a balcony. It's the door sign. You're going to see it from all parts of that road. If anybody knows it, and Ron's been saying we walks down there regularly, it's definitely going to be a bit of an eyesore at best. So I don't see anything to support out of. I'm not an expert, as you know, or new to all this. Be surprised if it gets through. I'm surprised that Mesa Road, a resident, is supporting it. But there you go, that they're entitled to do that. But if you look at the picture that compared to the picture you've just seen that Ron's shown, you can get a feel for the proposal. it's a bit of a beast. On that basis, I'm proposing that we object to this planning application.
Thank you very much, Andy. Any other comments or seconders of that proposal?
I'm glad I haven't seconded. I mean, from afar, it just looks horrendous. And I think it's just totally out of character with the area. So I'm very happy to second the objection.
Thank you, Brian. And I was ready to do so anyway. Having looked at that picture, it is quite horrendous anyway. So we have a proposer and a seconder for objection on the basis that it contravenes EB2. And although we have the neighbours say so, that it doesn't particularly overlook them, as it would do if I'm sure, but no other comments. Apart from Councillor Matt Hall, who I would take even more seriously because I know that Matt is a qualified planning officer and knows what he's talking about in this respect. So could I have the support for that, please, in terms of votes? And that is unanimous objection. Right, and that concludes our planning applications. We have one under item 7, other items. We've received a notification of a street trading application. The trader known as Lovely Cooking now has a new owner, and the applicant is Jay Barnes, who's the new owner. I think we've always had, they've traded at Build Base on the top of Salston Road, and the application is basically, as I understand it, more or less in the same times and all the rest of it. Please correct me if I'm wrong in that. So any comments really on whether you want to send any comments into District Council on the application? I think it's in Woodicombe Ward.
Okay.
I think I'm right in saying, what was it? No, Littlewood. I apologise. Littlewood councillors. Any comments?
No. They do a good, I don't know, they used to do a good
So we wait to see what the new owner, does.
Yeah,
we'll do a tasting session.
So we are lucky enough to have four Littlewood councillors here with us, which is more than any other ward. So hopefully everybody is prepared to give it a go. Councillor Brian Bailey in the public gallery, you're looking carefully at the
lounge. Yes. Always pay to look carefully, Chair. If in doubt, have a second word.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Any other comments from anywhere else? You're an adjoining ward, Andrew, just over the road. Okay. Well done. So we don't really want to make any particular comment on that one. Moving on to item 8, we have a notification of appeal. That's concerning 42 Springfield Road, the conversion of a roof space to habitable use to include front flat roof dormer and single story rear extension with roof terrace. And the appeal has been made to the Secretary of State against EDDC's decision to refuse planning permission. And there is a copy of the letter which I expect people have read. Got notification of tree preservation orders. 1 and 5 Cypress Road, which is provisional, and 115 Halston Avenue. And you may remember or note that there has been a planning application at 15 Halston Avenue. And when we discussed it before, we mentioned the trees on the land. So that is quite interesting that that's gone in. And the next thing is notification of a street trading application for a change of date for Steve Gazzard's Organ Donor and Transplant Awareness Day. As I think we all know, the weather caused cancellation of it running on the 5th of August. So Steve was put in for the 2nd of September. And I mean, okay, we all have an interest because we're all know Steve well. My own view is wish him good luck, and I hope that no winds blow up that cause a problem. But that awareness event has been going on for quite a few years now, and we're all well aware of it. No comments on that? No. Thank you. So, item 9, planning decisions. Most of them went as we said, except for 186 Exeter Road, where I think we objected to the new fence, didn't we? And EDDC has given conditional approval. And at 21 Marple Hill, where we had no objection, and they have refused that. So, with that, unless anyone has any comments, I will close the meeting.